the state seal does not have one depiction of an Alaska Native on the seal, and I felt that we contribute to the state, we're part of the state, we've lived in the state longer than anybody else, and why isn't there a depiction of an Alaska Native community on it?
Hearing from State Senator Albert Kukesh on Southeast issues. And how do you say Skagway Panthers basketball in Yupik? You might want to know that by Thursday. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. One of the Panhandle's largest nonprofit agencies will soon be looking for a new executive. United Way of Southeast Alaska President and CEO Brenda Hewitt will step down February 16th. She'll take a new job as Special Assistant to State Transportation Department Commissioner Mark Lucan. Hewitt says she's excited about her new duties, which include acting as the department's legislative liaison, but she'll miss her current post.
I'm sad to be leaving United Way because I just love this job, and I love the people I've met. I've got a great staff. I have a fabulous board of directors. I've got great partner agencies. We've got some wonderful programs going, and of course, I feel emotionally invested in all of them.
The former Fairbanks resident previously worked in tourism and public relations. She was also on the staff for former Lieutenant Governor Jack Coghill. United Way is best known for its annual campaign, which raises funds for about 35 groups from Haines to Ketchikan. It also provides training and helps coordinate efforts involving multiple agencies.
United Way is one big campaign. It's social services, it's initiatives, it's public policy, and it's fundraising. So there are a number of aspects. And really, basically, you're working with grassroots people to help solve problems. But it's a longer-term campaign than, say, politics.
Hewitt has run the region's United Way for almost 4 years. She says successes include the organization's role after a 2008 avalanche cut the link to Juneau's main hydropower source. United Way was part of a citywide effort that helped low-income residents deal with high electrical bills.
Seeing how this community came together to be able to respond to that, that was a wonderful opportunity to show how everybody can come up with solutions when there's a problem.
United Way is in the midst of its annual fundraising campaign. It's raised more than two-thirds of its $250,000 regional goal. State Senator Albert Kukesh is pushing for more school lunch programs, community center repairs, and water system improvements this legislative session. The Angoon Democrat says he's trying to help meet the diverse needs of Alaska's largest legislative district, with about 125 communities from southern southeast to the western part of the state. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld filed this report.
School meal programs would get a funding boost under Senate Bill 3, which is already backed by half the chamber's members. Senator Albert Kukesh, one of the co-sponsors, says it would require the state to match federal program funds. He says students learn more when they're not hungry, and the bill would give rural districts more flexibility in spending.
If we had a choice to do both a lunch and a breakfast program, that'd be great. A lot of schools right now do a breakfast program, and they do it out of the money they get from the formula, which adds additional strain to what they're trying to do in the classroom.
The Angoon Democrat is joining prime sponsor Bill Willikowski of Anchorage and eight other lawmakers in backing the bill. Kukesh continues his push this year for village projects. That includes community halls, many of which need repair.
You have weddings there, you have funerals there, you maybe even have basketball games there, you have social gatherings there. So we try to fund as many community halls as we can in the village because those are important.
Some of his earlier attempts have been vetoed, but he says he'll try again. Kukesh and other Bush lawmakers want expanded funding this year for village water and sewer projects. They say one in four rural homes still hauls water or uses an outhouse or honey bucket. The Parnell administration plans to spend about $9 million a year to match federal funds for the Village Safe Water Program, but the Bush caucus says far more is needed. Kukesh says the program also needs to be more flexible, since some of its projects are beyond what villages can maintain.
And a lot of those engineers don't understand the scenario in the villages in Alaska, so we have them coming in and designing these huge programs to put into villages, big buildings, a lot of filtering systems, and there's no way to sustain them.
Program officials say they'd like to design simpler systems, but federal regulations limit their options. They say some of the complexities also make the systems more durable. Kukesh also may push this year for changes to the state seal. The symbol, which is replicated in official publications and on buildings, depicts commerce and scenery.
The state seal does not have one depiction of an Alaska Native on the seal, and I felt that we contribute to the state, we're part of the state, we've lived in the state longer than anybody else, and why isn't there a depiction of an Alaska Native community on it?
He would not change the main design. Rather, he advocates adding small images to its rim. Kukesh offers few bills and often says his main job is to block bad legislation. He says that's not going to take much work this session, thanks to the bipartisan majority he and the Senate's other Democrats joined.
The Senate majority has said we're not going to go to the far right or to the far left. We're going to stay in the middle and work on bills that are achievable. And we want to stay away from the far left and far right so we can have a legislative process that everybody gets along. And so that's why we're not seeing those kind of bills.
The Angoon lawmaker supported last year's efforts to expand the legislature. More lawmakers would allow for districts with smaller populations, giving rural communities more representation. A bill passed putting the measure before voters, but it failed in the election. He says the idea's time has passed.
You have to have a vote of the people. There's no election, statewide election scheduled for 2 more years. And by that time, the lines will be drawn and the districts will be in place.
This session could be Kukesh's last. Reapportionment, based on population shifts, could put his hometown and many of his communities in other Senate districts. That could also knock Bill Thomas, who represents the southeast part of his district, and Alan Dick, who has the northern part, out of office. Dick, a Republican, defeated incumbent Democrat Woody Salmon last year.
And I don't think that's in the best interest of the state to have only a view from the urban centers here. I think the state needs a diversity opinion, and that diversity opinion a lot of times is provided by people like myself and Bill Thomas and Mr. Dick and or Woody Salmon or other people like that.
Kukesh has served in the legislature since 1997. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
It's sink or swim time for Washington State ferries. That was the message recently from Governor Chris Gregoire. The nation's largest ferry system is underwater financially. Gregoire says the state can no longer afford to run the ferries, so the Democratic governor proposes to create a regional ferry district that would tax people who live in the Puget Sound communities most dependent on the ferries.
It's over, folks. You got to find a solution. So if you don't like my idea, I accept that. What I do not accept and cannot accept is we walk out of here with another Band-Aid. We have got to step up to this challenge and solve it.
Under Gregoire's proposal, the state would still fund a portion of Washington State's ferry system, but the regional ferry district would take over operations and be responsible for finding a new source of revenue to keep the boats afloat. Gregoire says the ferry budget has been sinking ever since Washington voters repealed the motor vehicle excise tax in 1999. Skagway Panthers are making a stinging first impression in new territory this week. The boys and girls basketball teams are in Western Alaska's Chivac, competing in a 2A tournament that also includes regional rivals Yakutat. Their first games of the tournament, which started Wednesday, paired Skagway with St. Mary's, a school from a town of about 500 people. Skagway boys lost by 10 points, but Skagway girls conquered their first game, winning 65-11. KHNS Radio is getting in on the first for the Northern Lynn Canal, too. The station's working with Chivac and Skagway to broadcast at least one of the games, which will be called in both Yupik and English. Leslie Ross at KHNS says this could be the first time the station has broadcast in Yupik.
KHNS normally does not air non-conference games, but this is such a unique opportunity for the Skagway teams to be invited and to take such a long trip up to Chivac. And also, these smaller teams, such as Skagway, and especially the Skagway girls teams, the enrollment has dropped in these schools. And the Skagway girls, don't have that many games this year. And so we thought this was a good opportunity to air another Skagway game and to air a game from Chivek with UPIC announcers. And it's this unique opportunity that we thought our listeners and our basketball fans would appreciate.
KHNS will broadcast the next Skagway girls game at 2 p.m. Thursday. The station will announce any additional broadcasts from the tournament as they're planned. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. KHNS Local News every weekday at 5:30 p.m. and on weekday mornings at 6:49 and 7:49 a.m. Then a review of the week's local news stories is heard every Saturday during Lynn Cannell Weekend on KHNS. Thank you.